Hello.
Hello, Mr. Cyrus. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. You are back in LA?
Yes, I am back in LA after many new cities that I toured around this summer. And yeah, I'm gonna be staying in LA until beginning of August, and then going to Europe for 2 months and Japan for a month and Thailand for like 10 days.
Oh my, that is quite the is
Yeah.
maybe are you planning on committing a crime beforehand so that it adds a sense of urgency and joy to your trip?
Well, I guess what I do is already kind of in
Sure. There you
the
go.
gray area. Yes,
Live
just
it.
living as a fugitive life of a sex worker,
Nice. Yeah. The only problem is it's hard to do bondage with a one-armed man. Kind of tie it around his waist, I guess. So what's been on your mind lately?
I've just been thinking, actually, just origin stories about, about BDSM, or at least the earliest memories people have. And because when I have sessions or when I play with somebody new, I like to ask about, when the first time, like, what is the first memory of them kind of, feeling excited by these fantasies,
Yeah, you
and
sort of
it
get a
can be,
very you sort of get a very primal or like a raw variation on what they're trying to explore.
Yeah, so it's for, there's a good chunk of people who discover or even, like try out BDSM much later in life, but there's quite a few people who have little childhood memories of, like, for instance, being tied up by a girl, like a girl in their elementary school class in the playground by, jump rope or something, and being left there tied up onto a tree, and then feeling really scared but also really excited at the same time, or little things like that where they, it's excitement and something that really sticks in your mind, but perhaps not quite sexual or eroticized yet, until they hit puberty, and then it kind of turns to an erotic thing.
Yeah,
But yeah.
sort of takes the fear and turns it into
Yeah,
something else.
it's something people clearly remembered as excitement,
Yeah, totally. Well, there's a reason people take dates to comedy shows and horror movies, right?
Right.
There's a lot of autonomic response systems that are tied together.
Yeah. And then I too have like little memories from childhood, once I realized I was a dom. So my first DS relationship or dom sub relationship was when I was 19. I met this boy who was naturally a little more submissive. I was naturally a little bit more dominant, and we just quickly fell into that power dynamic, even though neither of us had any experience prior to it. But that's kind of, it started out with tease. That was the gateway to it. I enjoyed flirting and I enjoyed cock teasing, but he was the first person re who responded positively to big teased
Right, before
them.
then, men would just start crying or,
No, they
be
get
like,
on
no.
angry.
Well,
Guys
that, I
would get
mean,
angry
yeah, well,
when,
what anger is just crying that men are allowed to experience in public. That's
Sure.
their version of it.
Right. But yeah, he was the first person who would just get more desperate and more turned on, but then he would never make a move. And I was like, it was this moment of enlightenment in a way, like sexual, like liberation, to know that, oh, I can I can flirt and I can tease and just play around with this tension for however long I want, and it doesn't have to end in sex. Like, that's sex doesn't have to be the goal of being sexual,
Right.
or
And
intercourse.
it's sort of something that we've touched on before, but the idea that there is no foreplay, there is just play, that all play is sort of part and parcel, it's all part of the same thing.
And so that was kind of the moment of, really coming to my, to my sexuality, where I realized being dominant and playing with tease and all of this was my, what turned me on the most and what sexually fulfilled me the most. But yeah, so anyways, when I realized that I was a dom, there were little memories from childhood that made a lot more sense. One of
Like,
them,
what happened in childhood?
Okay, so my very first memory of kind of being dominant was when I
And
was 4 years old.
listeners who don't know, you are Japanese or half Japanese from Japan,
Yes, I am
and
half
therefore
Japanese.
you were at one point a half Japanese child from Japan.
Yes, I grew up in Japan. So,
Although there you're probably half American or half white.
exactly, yes. Oh, always
Sorry.
have to focus on the other,
Exactly.
but when I was growing up in Japan, I was in kindergarten, 4 years old. I was always into the nice boys, the sweet boys who are willing to do anything to please me. Not never into the bad boy type. But there was this one boy I had a crush on, and I recruited my best girlfriend at that time to go hunt him down, in the schoolyard. And we found him in the hallways, and I just pushed him against the wall and trapped him between my arms, like against the wall. And just was like, "So, do you like me or not? I'm not letting you go until you say yes." And then he was just like, yes."
Yeah, I've tried that. It doesn't work as well with me these days. I just I find that now that's a threat,
Yeah,
technically.
no, I just totally like threatened him to tell me that he likes me.
That's funny. I do that. I think today, like today, they'd be like, this 6-year-old is sexually harassing this other 6-year-old. You gotta send them home. That's in America today, but yeah.
Yeah, it was yeah, for many years I just thought it was this, oh my God, how bold was I? It was this weird memory. And then once I figured out I was a dom, I was like, oh, I knew exactly what I was doing back then.
I mean, I do think that the, so much of what people explore in kink is frequently like rooted into like deep-seated like urges that sort of spring up in their childhood in non-sexual or sort of like, we say non-sexual because we like to think about children as being sexless, but it's not quite that. It's just like they're not fully
Children can
formed.
be very
Don't touch them.
sexual.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
it's just we're very uncomfortable of talking
yeah,
about
we're
children in, relation to sexuality. But like I said, I like hearing about how, like, the history of, people I play with, like, their his sexual history, and for a lot of times it starts very, very young.
Totally.
Just like, it's part of, how play is part of how learning as children how to be social with other human beings and figuring out boundaries and how to communicate and or playing, in the playground is part of how to, figuring out problem solving and, you know, all these things. Children start experimenting with their bodies and power dynamics and
totally,
all
totally.
These things.
And we have this sort of fear of like, well, is you know, are we getting close to pedophilia if we think about the fact that children have sexual energy? The answer is no. It's
no.
Creepy that you said that.
It's just natural part of childhood development. That doesn't mean that, you know, that doesn't mean that adults were justified to, you know, take part in it, you know. But it shouldn't be discouraged either, to, you know what I mean.
This is not a child rearing podcast, but we can talk all about how to raise your kids so they don't see your kink toys sometime. You know, like, hide the paddle, spare the kid, right? Isn't that the phrase? Yes.
It's a cheese board, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And your mama's got Swiss cheese for butts. Okay, I don't know. Or your dad. I just mean like the marks, not like, you know.
Okay,
all right.
Okay. Well, I was like, that could be interpreted in a lot of different ways.
That comment made me feel lactose intolerant too. I hear you.
Jews. And then, you know, I have quite a few other memories too. One of them is definitely a little more on that taboo side of children's sexuality. Same boy, like maybe a year later or so, he comes over to my house for a little play date. And then he goes home. Later that night, his mother calls my mother and asks, so my son has glue on his penis. Do you know what it's about? And, you know, my mom looks at me and asks me what in the world is going on. And I just told her, like, oh, we were playing doctor and I was just fixing it for him. You know,
oh,
it was
that's
medicine.
So sweet.
I was medicine. I was fixing this thing that he has.
And now you wrap people in latex. You know, it just makes sense. Yes. I think it was probably right of your mom to say, you can't do that.
Exactly.
But also,
yes,
maybe wait 20 years and then do it to people who want to ask to pay you for that.
Exactly.
You know, like mothering.
Yes, consent. It's great to have with your children about boundaries and consent.
Yeah, talk to your children about consent. Don't talk to other children, people's children about consent without asking first. That would be inappropriate.
Yeah, but it's just fascinating, you know, my little origin stories. I have another memory. This is a little older, maybe eight, nine years old. I was hanging out with one of my childhood friends, and he had a older friend, maybe, you know, 11 or 12 year old boy, who was also hanging out with us. And it was like a summer night in Japan, which is, you know, summer festival season, and all of us with our families, we all went to go see fireworks together.
Ooh.
And it's very beautiful. If you're ever in Japan during the summer, you have to go see summer festival fireworks. But anyways, I was sitting right next to the older boy, and he was kind of the class clown type. You know, he was very much, he would kind of embarrass himself, like, you know, to get a laugh out of people, you know, always doing stupid, silly things to, you know, and then get laughed at. And then he enjoyed that attention, I think. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. And then we were just sitting and watching fireworks, and I just turned around to him. I just turned to him and slap him across the face. Just
woo!
Yes, out of the blue, I just slap him across the face. And again, of course, I get into trouble. My mother saw it, and she's like, what are you doing? Apologize to him right now. And then he's just like, he's like, "Oh no, miss, it's okay. It's completely okay. Please don't worry about it, you know." And he's just defending me. And
Yeah.
there was just this feeling I had that he would like
Ha!
it,
Like, yeah, they'd be like,
It
hold on until they beg for it, but
Yes.
also, interesting impulses.
Yes, it was just one of those, like, I just looked at him like he looks like he needs to get slapped and he wouldn't like it.
It's a real thing in life. It's not, only slap those people who want to be slapped, only chase those who want to be chased, but gosh, go
Right.
for it if they do.
Yeah. And obviously, as an adult or, whatever age you are, that is not the right way to go about
No,
having
I
kinky relations with people. And as you get older, you learn how to ask for boundaries, figure
clarify
out,
consent,
right, exactly.
not just, punch random people in public. These are just things that you should, learn as an adult.
Right.
But I think it is great that you can identify the
Yeah.
sort of beginnings, the seedings of your
Exactly,
kink
exactly.
desires in
Yeah.
those childhood outbursts.
Yeah, just, very fascinating. So these are some stories that I wanted to
Cool.
share. Do you
Well,
have any? Do you have any stories?
I totally do. I mean, I definitely
Yeah.
remember like playing in kindergarten at one
Yes.
point, and like we all had like little dinosaurs, and I remember at one point I was like, I'm gonna take the small dinosaur. I'm gonna be a small dinosaur. And then I was like, I'm a tiny dinosaur. And then later I was a fat kid and I was not a tiny dinosaur. But I remember something about that I was like, this is like a thing, this is a gesture of some sort. It's the act of making oneself small,
Sure,
which
sure.
certainly is in comedy, in performance, in all kinds of things in life, there you're sort of mitigating your size in relation to the size in relation to the audience, size in relation to the person with whom you are playing, and
Yeah.
while dominance and submission are not strictly speaking based on like whoever's the bigger person or the smaller person, these are at a very basic level the
Yes.
axes on which we sort of
Oh my
operate.
God,
When you
totally.
top, yeah, go ahead.
The next podcast definitely has to be about BDSM and comedians. We have to go there because,
Yeah, I
oh
think
yes,
that
it's
is
so
always
loaded.
delightful.
Yeah.
It is loaded and frequently goes off at a half cock. No, all right, no. I'm not. That wordplay may have been messy.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
Well, it's a
as
pleasure.
long
Maybe
as you
some of
clean
the
up any mess you make,
very kind of you to suggest. Thank you.
I'm
Hopefully the people who check this out, you can ask your followers on Twitter. They should tweet you with their own origin stories, as long
Oh,
as they're
yeah.
not being harassment with it. In a non-harassment way, share your own origin
Yes.
stories, people.
Great.
Preferably not
I
in the form of
love hearing about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Cyrus. As always, it is a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.